ATR Mobile.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rusty. What you up to today? I'm going down to get my Mark II eyeballs checked out.
Stuff here at doing one of my property inspections in a subdivision called Woodfin Ridge Country Club, where the section I was in was called the Coves, because it backs up to Lake Bowen. And these are houses that have got to be in the $1.5 to $2.5 million range. And I got to go into that area and take some pictures this morning. How about that?
I thought a man of your standing in the community would live in one of those.
A few dollars out of your hidden money, I'll be glad to.
Oh, see how much Social Security you have left over next month. I don't know if that'd be big enough for a payment on one of them, let alone the interest.
It's one of those things. But this is up in the, it says the address is Inman up here, but I'm just above Boiling Springs, South Carolina, because you come in on 292 and then you get on Highway 9 for a little ways and then come back into this, where this area is back here. And it looks like that along this same road, they're getting ready to build another subdivision. Of course, this one's going to be one of those where the houses are on these, what most people call zero property line lots, because they ain't big enough to turn around on once you put the house on them.
That's what all these old 275,000 and up houses are there in that O'Neill edition that are over the hill from us up there, and they're all built on a slab. It's amazing, and there's enough room that you might drive a push mower between the house. If it'll fit between the air conditioner condenser and the house next to you.
The lots are laid out up here. It looks like it's about the same thing. So I'm betting that that's what's going to be in their building in this area. Of course, you follow that road on out, and then it gets those into those multi-million dollar houses. So, it is what it is. And you and I can just look at those and dream.
And getting up there in a different pay grade, that's for sure. I don't know where a guy'd move nowadays to keep from being in it. I like where we're at, because we don't have to drive 5 miles and we can just about shop for anything we want to shop for without going downtown or some shopping center in years. and I don't intend to. Even out there where Chad lives, they're starting to encroach there. There's just subdivision after subdivision. And it would seem that they need somebody to monitor these builders a little better than they are, because they have no restrictions. Every square foot of land they can buy, they build on. And heck, when we moved up there, where those 400 houses are now, was pasture and cows and horses, and it was beautiful.
I'd like to have the money to own one of these houses back here where I just was. I don't want to have one, but I'd like to have the money to own one. And then I could get me a nice little cabin somewhere, on a nice big wooded lot, and set up all the radio antennas and towers I wanted, and enjoy myself out there. Like I said, I don't want to live in one of these big subdivisions like that and everything. And yeah, they're building all these subdivisions. That's all going on over by me. What I want to know is where they're finding all the people to come in and buy these houses at those prices, because I sure as heck can't do it. Oh, well. Well, I'm on my way to my next one. I got two of these today, and then I won't have any for a while. I may do one the end of next week, but I'm not doing any others, because it's a situation where I'm not going to be physically feeling like doing them, you know?
Sir, Roger. Well, I would say those people are from New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, and all up in the Pennsylvania and the Northeast. Either that or some Californians. I see a lot of California tags anymore. But I can tell you this much, Toto, they're not from Kansas. My house is not in that price category, I'll tell you for sure. But we're very thankful for it. Well, I'm just going down to Clemson, Iowa, to get my eyes checked on a regular six-month appointment. And I'm supposed to be there by 10:40. So I hope I'm on the right schedule. I'm not too far from Wade Hampton up here now, Rusty. I looked at the bands last night. There wasn't too much on there the night before. Had an enjoyable conversation with a fellow I'd worked many times in South Africa and worked Madagascar. And then I noticed on Logbook of the World this morning, Comoros Island had come in and some other places like that are kind of teeny tiny out there in the Indian Ocean. But I'd worked before, but it's always fun to work them out there. It's a fur piece out there to that Indian Ocean.
It is, and awesome. Anyway, well, I'm running along here on 26, headed now eastbound, because I'm headed back. In fact, this next inspection I'm going to do is about, is within a quarter mile of where I live, so it's also almost in my back door. I could almost walk to it if it was a little bit warmer, you know.
Oh, I think it was 32 degrees this morning when I got up around 7, and it's 48 here now as I'm going down the road. I'm sitting here at Wade Hampton on, West Fairview Road, they call it here, and it's just down the street from Target, if you know where that's at.
47 out here on 26 where I'm headed west, but eastbound now. So I'm driving into the sun, driving towards the sun, so the thermometer will get a little warmer on the front of the car, wherever that thing is that reads the temperature out there. And it was like 31 at my house when I got up at 7:30 this morning. I believe that's what I saw on the thermometer out the back door. But, and that was about 7:30 this morning, so. Oh, well, the only thing I did on radio last night is I called a net on 75 meters. The net, I started taking free check-ins at about 9:30, 20 minutes of 10. Net started 10 o'clock, and I closed the net out before 10:30. The band just went real screwy. I mean, we could hear everybody good at check-in, but by the time we started making contacts, nobody could hear anybody else. I couldn't hear my relays. I heard one station heard me, and I couldn't hear him enough to work him, so, and he would have been a new one for me, but, you know. Oh, bands have been screwy lately.
Well, you know, someone told me, I think it might have been WA4MD, I'm not sure. Somebody told me that there was a solar flare in the last day or two. So I'm almost certain that done it, because over the weekend, the CW contest, which I hardly worked at all, the band scope was saturated. And then I got a text the next morning, said, or yesterday morning, the day before, said there was a lot of activity on 40. But I was upstairs eating at the time, so I didn't get down there. By the time I did, it was gone. But that could have affected it. But last night I noticed that I didn't turn the scope on until, probably 8 o'clock or later, Rusty. And band was totally dead on CW except for two or three. I noticed somebody worked a Gulf 3 X-ray, and I tuned up there to 7025.5, and it was a fellow in England, which is not any great feat or anything to work England, but I always do if I see him. and it was the Radio Society of Great Britain. So I thought, heck, I'll work him while he wasn't there, and I just left it on that and went and tuned the TV in for Bernice. Pretty soon I heard something on there, and I went over and worked him. And he was a little high in the band for DX, but it was appropriate, I guess you'd say. So I worked him, and there just wasn't anything else hardly at all. So it really surprised me how dead things were. And there's been no activity on 20 CW at night. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. So I think you fell right into line with what I was seeing.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. Yeah, I think so too. It's just strange right now. Like I said, yeah, somebody did mention that there was a solar flare, and I think somebody said it occurred Monday, I think it was, they said. So it was, finally reached us and everything. So it's just, you know, all of that, it all affects us, and there's nothing we can do about it, and, you know, just work what we can and when we can, and that's what I do. And fortunately, I don't have any net scheduled for tonight. Of course, I may call the South Carolina single sideband net, because I think I'm scheduled for next week, and I won't feel up to doing it next week. So I think I might get hold of Gary, net manager, and he and I alternate on Thursdays. And I think I'll get him to let me call it tonight, and he can call it next week. So anyway, well, I'm headed down the road, and it's about time for you to arrive at where you need to go get your eyes looked at to see if they're still crossed. But anyway, I'll catch you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. No, I got a ways to go yet. I'm headed down towards Pelham Road here on, I don't know what they call it. It's where you turn off there at that Allied Steel place on Wade Hampton. I should know this one. I've been down it a million times, but let's see. Edwards Road, but it changes names about three times as you go down it. So I'll be here for a little bit. Anyway, you have a good day. Sound like you got to see some pretty area there and some high-class places. There's a lot of those. Between my daughter's house and Woodruff down there. They're all in the million-dollar bracket. They're beautiful. Probably professional people, you know, doctors and et cetera, et cetera. But there's a degree of safety in living in those areas, too. And when you're that affluent, that's a good thing in houses in this day and age. Take care, Rusty. Nice to hear you this morning. W2T and 0TR73.
TR and 4ZLK Mobile.
Good morning, Shane. How are you doing today, sir? In 0TR.
Just out running a couple errands. Went by the dump here and our transfer station, I guess technically it is. Going to run down and change out some fuel in my spare gas cans. Get ready for the winter in case the power goes out and have some fresh fuel. How about yourself?
Is that fuel extender stuff in there, whatever they call it, get some of that too. It takes care of the ethanol type gas, unless you buy non-ethanol, and that'll cost you an arm and a leg. It's a little scratchy, but maybe on my end, I don't know. I'm just headed to an eye doctor's appointment, Shane, and thanks for that tip the other day on the CW. I didn't get down there in time. I was having one of my lazy mornings and eating breakfast about that time, and it disappears. It goes long about that time of day, and I just didn't get around to it, but appreciate it.
Not you. I was tuning in the contest. I was writing down call signs, just trying to copy them, just to get a little practice in that, and boy, they were going fast, but some of them I could get within a couple tries. Some of them it took me a little longer because, you know, there's a lot of different call signs other than, you know, the typical four call we hear around here. So I did that for a while over the weekend, and then when I sent you that text, it sounded like it was over the weekend. There was so much activity, I thought you might be interested if you were around.
used in the old days for running CW a lot during the contest. Even if you didn't work them, try to copy them. And yes, sometimes it did take several tries before I'd get the whole call sign. And occasionally now, if they're running really, really fast, like 40 or something, I have to sit there and listen to it. But guys in contests, you know, they're repeating it by pushing a button and setting the speed. But it's really good practice to do it that way, Shane.
Down and I heard it, and all of a sudden I realized I was picking out letters and numbers without even thinking about it. So I'm seeing some progress. I can't sit there and copy and understand, you know, a conversation or anything like that. But I'm getting there. I know it takes a little bit of doing every day.
Practice numbers. When you go from up to the letter 5, you're digits, and as soon as you change from 5 on up, you're using the DAWs to begin with, and just sit there with your paddles and run through the numbers over and over and over and over, and pretty soon, man, it's just like hearing a word, you know. But it's a lot of fun to do that. The only one... The most difficult is the one I got in my call sign is da 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 da, and that's zero. That's the only thing that slows me down a little bit. But I love my call sign. I can do it very easily. I don't know how it rates. There's a rating system on calls for CW, and Ariel had that, and he can tell you how good a call sign it is. I don't know what the algorithm was, but somebody figured it out.
Really easy ones to copy, you know, the easy letters and short, and then I hear some that, goodness, thought, man, if I had that call, I don't know if I'd make it on CW.
I had to try to work Heard Island, which was a big thing, and it was, they've since been on one time in the last 30 years I've been on, but about 20 years ago or so, I worked Heard Island, and my call was November 0, Zulu Hotel Bravo. Try doing that one on CW and breaking into a pileup. Arg.
You can imagine. I've got the Zulu down because I've been practicing my call, but throwing that Hotel and Bravo in there too, goodness.
Favorite letter's H. Shane, I'm getting pretty close to Clemson I, and you're a little scratchy, so I'm going to sign with you. The pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed it this morning. Hope to hear you down the line. Have a safe day. N4ZRK, N0TR, clear.
Headed down Highway 11 towards 178, so probably blocked a little bit. You and Miss Bernice have a good day. Hope your consultation there goes well. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Hey, WU2T Mobile. Got back where I could get on the radio.
How are you today?
Well, I'm a whole lot warmer than I was the last place I was. I'm out doing property inspections today, so that means getting out in the cold weather and taking pictures, you know?
So, just got to get out there and stay out of your warm car, and you'll get used to it.
Having to get the camera chilled down so you can take the pictures without everything fogging up. And I put my camera rides in the back of the car, and when I open the tailgate, I just leave it open for a few minutes before I start taking pictures. That way the camera gets to be the same temperature as the outside air.
Ride with your windows down there and get your fingers all acclimated too, so they don't work as well. Anyway, I'm pulling in the fuel station here. I need to get some fuel in my spare cans in my truck here. I'll talk to you in a little bit. N4ZLK.
Alright, probably by the time you get back, I'll be at my next stop because I'm doing two of these today and then I'm finishing up for the week. And then I'll be at Malden High School for the next 2 days. Talk to you later, Shane. N4ZLK, WU2T Mobile.
Mobile.
HKX N4ZLK Mobile. 4ZLK clear.
Kideo, this time of the day, aren't you supposed to be working? W2T mobile for about 30 seconds.
Wednesday nights, and I'm going in tonight, so I'm going back to the house. Had to run a few errands. I'm going to go back and go to bed here in a little bit.
Good night. Talk to you later. N4ZLK, W2T.
I'll talk to you later, and that's the plan. That's why I'm working nights, so I don't have to work very hard. See you later, N4ZLK.